Welcome back to the National Defense. Nate Herron here in the studio, and we are joined once again by Adam Carolla, host of the Adam Carolla Show. Adam, how are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having me again.
Yeah, great to talk to you. And you've got something, the Ace Man's got something planned for you. You want to get into comedy? You want to be a writer? You want to go be a writer and immediately start striking? He's got a program for you, a comedy fantasy camp coming up in Hollywood in October. That's October 12th through the 15th. You're partnering with some pretty big names in this, Adam.
Yeah. First call I made was to my friend Jay Leno, because who better to mentor a young stand-up than Jay? But I also called a lot of my friends who work in sitcoms, who are showrunners, who work in late-night show writers' rooms, and said, let's assemble you guys as well, because not everyone wants to be a stand-up. Some people want to write. Some people want to produce. Some people want to do late night. Some people want to work on sitcoms. So let's assemble this like all-star group of people from comedy, not just stand-up comedy, and create a fantasy camp, just like the rock and roll fantasy camp.
Well, you know, fantasy camps have been something I feel like baseball kind of started this, and you could pay a certain amount of money to go down to spring training and listen to George Brett talk about accidentally taking a dump in his pants. You've got some interesting folks. Harlan Williams might take a dump in his pants in this thing. He's one of your guests you've got. Jay Leno, an incredible stand-up, of course, but you're not whistling Dixie when it comes to talking about the shows. We've got the Goldbergs, Last Man Standing. We got writers from Friends coming. I mean, they're going to show up, and I'm assuming they're gold-plated Sikorsky, right?
It's the military network, isn't it? Yeah. It's going to be a whole bunch of people that have been there and done that. And if you want to go there and do that, then these are the people you need to talk to.
Well, I've been listening to your show, off and on throughout the years. And, I'm a big fan of Dana Gould. I have to tell you, There's only a couple of times where I have laughed so hard that I was afraid I was going to, again, with the crap in your pants and swallowing yourself. You and Dana did I can't remember the name of the program that you did, but you narrated, you did like a laugh, a riff track sort of thing with the movie Showgirls. And it was maybe the funniest thing I've ever watched in my life.
Oh, that's right.
Did that right before the pandemic. And then at one point in time when things got real dark, May of 2020, I thought about showing that track with you and Dana as Huell Hauser dry heaving during sex scenes to my 3-year-old. But my wife told me I shouldn't do that. So
Dana is just one of the most naturally funny guys on the planet, and super smart. And yeah, we did, it was called a Basic Cable Classic, and we just broke down Showgirls with Dana Gould as Huell Hauser, who's like a NPR, like kind of, he passed away, but he was kind of a fixture here in Los Angeles, and a very unlikely character to be on TV, and possibly gay, we don't know, but Dana does his impersonation of Snow, and it destroys me.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I'm not even including myself in the comedy. I just sit there like an audience member and laugh my head off.
I've never seen someone eat fries so angrily as Elizabeth Berkley did in that movie. But, Huell was in the Marines and then just started doing this basic cable show where No editing was allowed. We're gonna go into Baghdad Cafe. We're gonna look at weird paintings. We're gonna talk to people without permission from the ownership. So that was a good time. I want to do this fantasy camp. Can I show up late? Can I show up like on Friday or Saturday, or do I need to be there the whole time?
I don't know. I do know, the guy who's done rock and roll fantasy camp for 20 years is running the whole thing. So he has a pretty good idea of how to organize this stuff. But I'm not sure if we're going to do stand-ups on one day and showrunners on the next day, but I have complete trust in this guy, because if you can do this with rock stars, if you can wrangle Roger Daltrey and Ringo, then you should be able to do Harlan Williams, Jay Leno, Adam Carolla, and Alonzo Bowden pretty well.
You'd assume so. Is there, as much like the Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp, is there any sort of portion of this where you get to tell the bad hash from the good hash, or, you know, don't step on, you know, that's been stepped on, don't snort that? I'm assuming you don't do that for the Comedy Fantasy Camp.
I think, you know, make sure you get a check. Don't get paid in cocaine. would be a tip for the Road Warriors.
That's Caroline Ray's segment.
The last of the 80s. Yeah. Don't get paid in casino bucks or funny money from a strip club. Yeah, I'm sure there'll be some wisdom passed along.
Unfortunately, I'm the public address announcer for Arrowhead Stadium. We've got a Broncos game that Thursday night, of course. We just keep having to do all these Thursday games in primetime. And I saw this rundown, and David Fischoff has put together a really great, great group of folks. And I would argue, you know, Jay Leno is probably one of the best stand-ups of that I've seen. You know, his stand-up was so different from what he did on The Tonight Show. But you two have wildly different delivery types, different types of, you know, you're more of a storyteller, where, you know, Jay's got a little bit of a tighter set. Not to say that you don't prepare for things. I mean, clearly you go out on stage, and I've seen you live, and you knock it out of the park every single time, especially when it comes to, you know, crowd work, that sort of thing. This all culminates by folks being able to be on stage at the Hollywood Improv. That's kind of like the capstone for the whole program, right?
Yeah, and you know what's funny is I don't do any crowd work anymore. I just do an hour and 10 minutes of jokes now. When you saw me, I was kind of like starting out, just used to improvising and doing a bunch of crowd work and stuff. But I, over the last few years, I've just been like, you know, I'm going to focus on writing jokes and telling jokes. So now I am more like Leno than whenever you saw me last.
Well, it was, I mean, crowd work's that's doing a lot of heavy lifting. I think someone just yelled something from the crowd, and then you just ran with it and just killed. It was awesome. So where can they find information on the Comedy Fantasy Camp? Do you know, have a total price tag for it? I saw they do require a deposit of about $600, but where can they get more information on this program?
You can go to comedyfantasycamp.com and sign up or check it out, read about it, see if it's sounds like fun, and we'll see you in October.
Well, hopefully you guys stumble across some new talent, maybe get some writing help. Not that you need it necessarily, but I mean, there's a lot of TV shows out there that may be looking for new writers at some point in time. So, Adam, always appreciate the time. Thanks for being on the show, and we look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thanks for having me.
We'll be right back on the National Defense.